Oh, KCIM is the place to listen on 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.
Fast and fearless, baby. Here we go. C2, front right close. Press 34 duo. That's one on.
This is the New Way Forward Football Scoreboard Show.
Football!
Every score, every game, every coach. You'll hear it all from this week in high school football. The New Way Forward Football Scoreboard Show on KCIM and Kick 106.7 is also brought to you by Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt and Morton, Feld Fire, Mackey Motors, Outlaw Graphics, DMAC and Carroll, New Way Forward, Gatorade, Curb Appeal, and Motor In. Now let's get you caught up with all the scores.
Week 8 of the Iowa high school football season officially wrapped up here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM at KCIM, as well as Kick 106.7, Casey Miners, Todd Danner, as well as Craig Lux in studio with you guys. And for a lot of our area schools, we've officially wrapped up the regular season. We know who's in the playoff coming up later on tonight. And guys, the way it comes down, even with Carroll included into that, 8 of the 9 area teams look like they're going to make the playoffs going into next week.
Yeah, very, very exciting times for everybody. It's always nice when you get the final regular season game and you find out if you qualify for a postseason play or not. Like I said, 8 out of the 9 teams. So, 8 teams very, very happy tonight, ready to go for next week.
We will talk with coaches Craig Roeder of the Carroll Tigers, Ryan Steinkamp of the Kemper Knights, Austin Stolka of the Arweva Rockets, Sean Burks of the Audubon Wheelers, Nathan Lindsay of Coon Rapids Baird, Eric McCullough of East Sac County, Dave Prescott of Glidden Ralston, Ike Manning's coach Corey McCarville, and then Brian Case of South Central Calhoun. Quickly, guys, let's talk about your thoughts on how you felt tonight went real quick. Craig, we'll start with you. It was a good night for Kemper, and also Carroll picking up a big win tonight is there for sure in the playoffs as well.
Yeah, this was a huge night for both Kemper and Carroll. Carroll rolls over Perry 63-7, kind of making a statement in their district. They're lining up for a big matchup with Atlantic, who struggled with Harlan tonight. There was like 21 points scored in the last minute and a half of that game tonight. So kind of a back and forth battle for Atlantic and Harlan. So Carroll's going to be definitely geared up for Atlantic. Kemper just continuing to do what they've done all season with teams and handled Okoboji with what may have been their best defensive showing of the year.
Todd, we'll go over to you, kind of your thoughts. I know 8 teams making the playoffs. That's a good thing for the area, especially with 3 coming out of that 8-man district.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, 8 teams qualifying for postseason play, and then you look at that 8-man District 9 standings, you got, Audubon, Arweva, and Coon Rapids Baird all picking up victories tonight to finish first, second, and third in that district. And like I said, Audubon continues to roll a perfect district season and a perfect regular season for the Wheelers. So you got congratulations to Coach Sean Burks down there for a perfect regular season. And they're heading strong into the playoffs. And Arweva picks up a big win at Cam tonight, 66-6. So they'll finish third behind Coon Rapids Baird, who wind up second after they knock off Glidden Ralston tonight. So 3 teams out of that district ready to head for the postseason play.
We'll take a look at some of the district standings before we get into some of the scores and talking to coaches. We'll start in 2A District 2, and these are for the final standings for everybody besides Carroll in that 3A District. Kemper finishes first in 2A District 2, followed by Okoboji, and second, OEBCIG, third, Spirit Lake, fourth. In 8-man District 9, Audubon with the perfect record, 8-0 going into the postseason. They get first in 8-man District 9, followed by Coon Rapids Baird in second, and Arweva third. 1A District 2, first place goes to Manson Northwest Webster, followed by Emmitsburg in second. South Central Calhoun will get third, and then East Sac County in fourth. In 3A District 6, going into next week, the top three look like this. Carroll in first, Atlantic in second. Carroll and Atlantic will meet next week at the Carroll Athletic Field here in Carroll for the district championship on Carroll Senior Night. And then Harlan falls into that third place spot, looking like they're going to need a little help with the RPI to get into the playoffs there out of 3A District 6 going into next week. And then our last district, Class A District 8, Woodbury Central finishes in first. It's St. Albert in second. Ikea Manning third with a 6-2 record. That's a very tough district when first place is 8-0, second place 6-2, and third place 6-2. Very tough district. And then Logan Magnolia finishes up in fourth. So that's kind of the district standings for the area school side. Again, 8 of the 9 schools have officially clinched playoff spots going into next week. Carroll will wrap up the regular season next week as they will host at Atlantic. We'll step away, take a break. We'll talk with some of the coaches when we come back on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Clogged gutters, dirty windows, lint-filled dryer vents. Don't wait till it's too late. At Curb Appeal of WCI, we make home care simple. Our gutter cleaning protects your roof and foundation from costly water damage. Our dryer vent cleaning improves airflow, lowers energy bills, and reduces fire risk. And our window cleaning leaves your home brighter, streak-free, and full of natural light. Protect your home, save money, enjoy the view. Call Curb Appeal of WCI today at 712-210-9580.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
We have week 8 of the Iowa high school football season officially wrapped up here on KCIM at Kickwood 067. New Way Auto Group scoreboard show 10 to midnight tonight for you guys. Myself, Craig Lux, and then Todd Danner with you. We'll run you through district scores for tonight. I think this might be the first time in the 8 weeks we've done it. We've got all of the scores before we even read them through the first time, but right. The association needs all the scores tonight so they can release all the teams that have made the playoffs. We'll start in the Class 3A District 6. Carroll picks up a big win on the road. They clinch themselves in a playoff spot, winning 63-7 over Perry. Atlantic with a comfort behind victory over Harlan, 35-30. Atlantic was down in that game 21-7. Craig, I don't think you mentioned it, about 21 points combined scored in the last minute and a half of that game. Atlantic with a big kickoff return for a touchdown to take a lead late in that ball game. And then Creston picks up their first victory of the season, 42-35 over Greene County.
Class 2A District 2. It was a battle of the top fives tonight. Kemper walks away with the undefeated season, 35-0 over Okoboji. OABCIG solidifies their playoff hopes with a 33-7 win over Southeast Valley. And Spirit Lake rolls ELC 33-0.
All right, we'll turn our attention to Class 1A District 2, where the South Central Calhoun picks up a 26-15 victory over Pocahontas area, heading into the playoffs next week for the Titans. Manson Northwest Webster rolls over South Hamilton 41-12, and Emmitsburg picks up a 35-0 victory over Esac County.
Esac still into the playoffs despite the loss tonight with that fourth seed in the district. Class A, District 8, IKM Manning picks up the third spot in their district with a win over West Monona 35-8. Loma sneaks in with a win over Akron Westfield 17-6. It's Westwood over South O'Brien 21-20. And then in a battle of the top two teams in the district, Woodbury Central walks away with a 35-14 win over St. Albert.
Eight-man District 9. Our local team's kind of beating up on each other in this district. We had Arweva all over Cam 66-6. Exira Elkhorn drops to Audubon 80-16. Coon Rapids Bayard victorious over Glidden Ralston 60-18. And Griswold rolled East Union 80-26.
That East Union won that one 80-26.
Yeah, East Union.
Union won that one 80-26. We'll step away, take a break. We'll talk with one of our 8-man District 9 coaches and Dave Prescott when we come back in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
From bump, set, spike to the crack of the bat, at Motor Inn of Carroll, we love our high school sports. And we love the opportunity to support our local schools, athletes, coaches, and parents. Through the hard work of our kids, we get the enjoyment of watching and listening to their activities. Other life lessons, like teamwork and citizenship, help create outstanding young women and men we are so proud to sponsor. Good luck to all of our local sports teams. From Motor Inn of Carroll.
New Way Ford Scoreboard Show here tonight on 1380 AM 95.1 FM KTIM and on Kick 106.7. We're talking with Dave Prescott, the head coach for the Glen Ralston Wildcats. They fall tonight in their final game of the regular season, losing to Coon Rapids Baird 60-18. Dave, I know not the way you wanted things to turn out tonight, but your thoughts on this one here this evening?
Yeah, you know, it was a game that we thought maybe we could come in and compete with. We've been having, you know, some run of bad luck. We were out six starters, and then on the first play of the game, we lose another guy. And, you know, we just kind of get throughout the game. We stay and kind of keep it close. We score a couple times, kind of trying to match and keep up with Coon Rapids. But there in the end, we just kind of run out of gas and we run out of guys. So I thought the guys did the best that they could,
yep. But
it just kind of runs out.
How, with that kind of injury to open up the game on the opening kickoff, did you try to keep your guys focused? You got a teammate laying out there. He's taken off in the ambulance. How do you try to keep your guys focused on we still have a game to play because their friend is injured?
Yeah, you know, and we had just talked to him before the game about trying not to get yourself in a position where, you know, you can injure yourself, and that wasn't what happened with Evan. You know, he ran down, and it just got caught. That's football. But the first thing that I did, you know, after Evan got off the field was to go over and tell the guys, you know, hey, accidents happen,
right,
and you can't play to not get hurt. So we just kind of went through that aspect of it and trying to tell you, hey, we still got to come out and play our hard physical brand of football. And I thought for the most part we did at the beginning, but it just kind of wears on us. And being a physical team, what we are, we do wear down physically.
Right.
And at the end of the game, there's just no gas in the tank.
Yeah, you could see early in the game. I know they had the 20-yard touchdown on the first drive, but it was 11-play drive. So you forced them. Everything was tough. Nothing was easy.
Yeah, we had a lot of guys, you know, when you have six starters out, you have a lot of other guys playing spots where they normally do not do. And, you know, they don't read as well, they don't flow as well. You know, there's a reason why the
right.
other guys are starters. So, you know, I thought they did pretty well, and they got around, you know, a little bit later. We kept playing that type of game. They really didn't get a big play every once in a while, but we just tried to make them take the long, hard route and run clock. That was kind of our game plan on offense, was to just run the ball, limit their possessions, run clock, you know, try to use everything on the 40-second clock, you know. But after, you know, you're playing several series, everybody starts getting wear down a little bit, and their fresh guys had just a little more juice than we
yep.
did.
Coach, I do want to bring up Landon Rohrbeck's second touchdown. It was designed to go to the right. I thought he was dead for a 10-yard loss, and he somehow breaks the tackle. Looks like he's going to cut it all the way back to the left side, but then he must have saw a seam. And when he cut it sharp, and it was off to the races and a touchdown. That's probably one of the best athletic runs I've seen a guy make in my 27 years of covering high school sports.
I tell you, Landon is a heck of an athlete. You know, he runs hard, and he does make some of those plays. He had an 89-yard interception
yeah.
returning at the beginning of the year. Yeah, and that play was pretty remarkable. That he does, once he get him out in space, he's hard to bring down. He does see a lot of the creases, and he goes and he hits them hard. You know, I'd take a dozen Landon Rohrbeck.
Right.
So, but you know, it's going to be tough to lose him. But you know, he kind of sprained his ankle there at the end. You know, so another guy goes down, and then we play kind of the last quarter without him. But yeah, he does make some spectacular plays out there, and does a good job for us.
What did you talk to the guys at halftime about?
Well, you know, the thing was, we were kind of falling apart, and we were kind of starting, you know, doing the blame game. And I told him, you know, we got to stick together on this. You know, you can't start, you know, saying, hey, this guy, that guy, you know. And, you know, good teams come together and they help each other out, and they're positive with each other. And we don't want to implode on ourselves and have, you know, it just gets worse that way because
right.
things snowball. And all we wanted to do is just play a lot better ball and try to get them as a team to come out and have a good second half.
You played a lot of freshmen because you had to, especially in that second half. You got some stops, created some turnovers there. I know one time you punched the football away, so some good things coming from some of the younger guys late in the game.
Yeah, you know, they didn't have a real long JV year, and they get kind of thrown to the wolves these last couple varsity games because they get in and playing not really in the JV part of it. They're getting in real game time things, and, you know, that's the, hopefully those are things that they take away from practice that, you know, first guy holds them up, the next guy comes in and strips, and you know, that's one thing I noticed that they did get better at throughout the year, and we preach to them, you know, just to keep working hard, get in the weight room, and keep trying to play and get better at it.
You wrap up the season here tonight. You guys aren't going to pick up a week 9 game, especially with the injuries that you've had here late in the season. So you mentioned this senior group. You relied a lot on those guys. You got some good young players coming into the program. But what's this senior group mean for you and stuff, especially with everything you guys kind of had to go through this season?
Yeah, you know, they kind of hung together. They did go through games. We were in a lot of games. You know, it was kind of the opposite of last year where we would kind of, you know, the first game of the year, we came down to the last 10 seconds, scored 17 points, and we won. And, I mean, it was a big deal. And then we come back, and there's the vice versa on the next game. We're ahead the whole game and get beat at the end. You know, but through the whole thing, they played hard and they played well. They played physical. They did what they were supposed to do. They helped out the young guys. You know, you can't ask more than that from a senior group. Irregardless of what the record is, you know, just the camaraderie and trying to rebuild the program and keeping guys coming. That's what it, you know, is going to remind me of this group, is that that's what their legacy kind of is, that they kind of helped start them young guys going.
Coach, when I look back, you get that win, as you said, 17 points in the last few seconds to win it since St. Eben. If you get Arweva in week 2 in a game that kind of slipped away from you late, do you think this season maybe plays out a little bit different for you?
Yeah, I think that's huge for us there. When we lost that one and then we were going into Boyer Valley, who was a pretty good team.
Yep.
You know, they're all measuring sticks and stuff of the season and how you do. You know, we had 2 touchdowns called back against Arweva, and it was unfortunate. But, you know, they still kind of hung in there. We had the late score by the Regala kid, and it just ended up, you know, a 1-point loss. We came back the next week, played well against Boyer Valley in the first half, but that was just kind of another one that they have a lot of guys and we don't. So it just kind of, when we run out of gas, participation, I think, is the greatest thing. You know, we just, if you don't have a bunch of guys, it just doesn't work.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, I thank you for everything all season long. You don't get away from Mason and I long. You'll be back in the spring, of course, with the track. So we appreciate everything, and we'll talk with you again here soon.
Well, thanks to you guys. I really enjoy talking to you and stuff, and our friendship that we've had over the last few years. It's really a lot of fun just getting through the season and talking to you guys and letting everybody know what our thoughts are.
You bet. Head Coach Dave Prescott again with the Glen Ralston Wildcats. They fall here tonight to Coon Rapids Beard by a final of 60-18. Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. Professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
That was Dave Prescott of the Glen Ralston Wildcats here in the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show. Casey Miners and Todd Danner with you in a studio. And Todd, Glidden, the one team that didn't make the playoffs coming up this year, but you got to tip your hats to a team that was riddled with injuries all year long. Kids came out there still fighting, and they got some really good experience for the younger kids out there, you know, towards the end of the season.
And like we just heard from Coach Prescott, you know, he was, you know, despite their record and the way the season went, you know, there was a couple games there where either way, if they would have won a couple breaks either way, you know, they might be talking to, you know, a postseason berth for the Wildcats, but it just didn't fall, like I said, injuries have played a role in their season and just didn't fall in the right places for the Wildcats this year. But yeah, heck of a season for Dave Prescott and the Wildcats.
We'll stick in eight-man District 9, and Todd, you had the chance to talk with Austin Stolk. Rockets with a big win tonight. Clinch a playoff berth. Sounds like they had a pretty good night on the field.
Yeah, like I said, going into that game, you know, it was a winner. The winner qualifies for the playoffs, and the loser stays home. So, you know, it was a big game for our Weaver going heading down, to, especially playing down on the road. It was Cam's homecoming game tonight, too. So, you know, picking up a big 66-6 victory, pretty impressive for Coach Austin Stolk and the Rockets there. But then, like you said, they finish 4-2 with Coon Rapids Baird and 5-3 overall, the same as Coon Rapids Baird, but Coon Rapids Baird beat our Weaver during the regular season, so that's why Coon finishes second. But Coach Stolk was very happy with the way his kids played tonight. They fought through a lot of adversity tonight, losing the starting quarterback early in the season. They got him back last week, so now they're, you know, they should be almost 100% going back in. So.
Completely different team with Johnny on the field.
Oh.
His rushing ability the last 2 weeks have been a real key for them.
Well, completely different team with him on the field because it takes, you know, Wyatt Regaler pretty much carries the offense for our Weaver. But I tell you what, you put another weapon out there like Johnny can do when they first started the season, and that just adds a whole new dimension for the Rockets. So they got Austin feels pretty good going into the postseason. Like I said, he doesn't know where they're going to go. We'll find out tomorrow morning, but they're excited to be there. Their season got extended.
If I'm not mistaken, this is three straight years that they have been in a Week 8 game that has been a win or go home situation.
Yeah, I think that's right. I'm not guarantee if that's right, but I think that sounds correct. But yeah, like I said, he credited a lot of kids tonight. You know, besides Wyatt Regaler, who had an outstanding night for him. I think he said he had 8 touchdowns. Wyatt did with a couple of interceptions, so a huge night for Regaler. But he credited like his offensive line, the way they were able to run the ball. I think he said he only passed the ball twice tonight.
Yeah.
So their running attack really took advantage of Cam's defense and got a lot of big plays. And he, like I said, he named 9, 10, 11, almost every one of his kids tonight for stepping up and playing well. And so like I said, and fighting through adversity. So he was very happy.
We will talk with Rockets head coach Austin Stolk when we come back in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Thinking about your future? The DMAC Carroll campus is a smart choice. Get a quality education at an affordable price, close to home. Join student organizations, meet new friends, and get involved. You'll find supportive staff guiding you every step of the way and expert faculty ready to share their knowledge and real-world experience. Kickstart your education today at the Carroll DMAC campus. Call 712-792-1755. DMAC, life's calling.
This is Todd Danner, and you're listening to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show. With me right now is a very happy Arriva head coach, Austin Stolk, whose Rockets go on the road tonight to finish up the regular season with a convincing 66-6 victory over Cam. That victory finishes the Rockets at 4-2 in the 8-man District 9 and puts them at 5-3 overall, and will finish we'll finish third in District 9 and qualify for the postseason next week. Austin, 66-6 victory. What a win for the Rockets.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Todd. I thought it was the second week in a row where we came out right away in the first quarter and were able to establish running the football. You know, our guys up front, I think the camaraderie is really good in the communication as far as, you know, being able to see the point of attack. And Cam, you know, we saw it on film and they did it tonight. They'll have some different fronts. They'll shift guys in different gaps and sometimes they play head up. But our guys did a great job communicating and feeling that point of attack. And at the end of the first quarter, scores 41-0. We're able to put up 13 points in the second quarter. At the end of the third, it was 60-6, and our defense played really well. It was a testament to kind of playing complementary football between getting pressure up front and our pass coverage. You know, we saw some things that we'll nitpick on film, but boy, you really got to be proud of the guys at this point for playing four quarters of football.
I was going to say, you can't go into this ball game, you know, with the winner, you know, advancing to the playoffs and the loser out. You really didn't expect to see something like this, did you?
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. It's one thing like last week to, you know, to go into a non-district game as an opponent's place and nothing at stake and execute. But, you know, yeah, then you come to a week eight game where it's a must-win at somebody else's place in your district and whoever wins in the playoffs. You know, with what was at stake and the poise, I thought our leadership and poise was really good to start the football game. And the guys set the tone warming up. I thought our focus was really good. And like I said, our communication on both sides of the ball was good as well.
And I know you don't have no stats in front of you or anything like that, but I've heard throughout the night that Wyatt Regaler with tell me if I'm wrong, 8 touchdowns and a couple of interceptions on the night for him.
Yeah, he had Wyatt had 260 yards on 17 carries, and yeah, he did have 8 touchdowns. If he gets out in space, he can be a problem, and that's a big testament to our guys up front, Tyson Von Glahn, Weston Toft and Santos Gonzalez. Those three did an excellent job, and Grant Wilkin and Derek Thompson at the tight end position did a good job communicating with those guards and being able to get Wyatt out in space is a big weapon for us. And yeah, we were able to do that for four quarters tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what else. I know you guys came into the season with some expectations. But like I said, 5-3 overall season. You know, three losses all to all the playoff teams. You know, in Coon Rapids, Baird, and Boyer Valley, and Audubon. So, you know, like you said, heading into the postseason on them with a lot of momentum.
Yeah, you know, and you face adversity like that where you got to move guys around when your senior quarterback gets ready or gets hurt in week one.
Right.
And it's a testament to our guys for being able to adjust to new positions and continue to get better each week. And I thought that's what we did. And we had a few hiccups along the way, but, you know, I thought these last 4 weeks particularly, we did a nice job getting better each week.
And like you said, you mentioned like a lot of guys tonight, but like I said, contributions from a lot of different people tonight is going to set you up for next week, especially having Rieselman back. You got to feel pretty good going into the next week.
Yeah, you know, if we can continue to play gaps on defense and keep our pass coverage playing complementary with our passing attack up or with our rushing attack up front, you know, it's defense that leads to offense, and that's what happened tonight. I think Cam had 6 or 7 turnovers because we had guys in the right spot at the right time and blitzing at the right times, and our timing and communication was so good. So when you play defense for four quarters, it leads to good offense. And you know, like I said, we only threw the ball twice tonight. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, what a testament to the guys up front on offense.
And like now's the time where it's a fun part of the season where you find out you're going to be a qualifier tonight for the postseason, but you want your parents come out tomorrow morning, so it's going to be an anxious night to see where the Rockets end up for next week.
Yeah, you know, anxious night in a way, and you know, for so we can, you know, as coaches can get ready to prepare. But
right.
But boy, our guys, you know, we're in the mindset, and the guys are in the mindset. We don't care who we play. We're ready to go. You know, these guys are. They're having a lot of fun. You can see it in the post game, and it's a senior group who deserves to be in the playoffs. I mean, these guys work really hard. You know, they're 7 really hardworking kids, and
mm-hmm.
5 of them have been through the ups and downs through 4 years, and it's good to see them get to this point.
I tell you what, Austin, congratulations on the win, and thank you. Appreciate you taking the time to speak with me tonight, and wish you the best of luck. And we'll have the parents tomorrow. Wish you the best of luck next week in the postseason.
Hey, thanks, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Austin.
Big things are happening at Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
We have talked with a couple of our 8-man district coaches here in the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show on Kick 106.7 and at KCIM. Casey Miners with you tonight as we have wrapped up week 8 of the Iowa high school football season for you guys. Joined in studio with Craig Lux and Todd Danner. We'll run you through scores real quick again, starting at Class 3A District 6. Carroll clinches a playoff berth tonight with a win over Perry 63-7. Creston picks up their first win of the season 42-35 over Greene County. And Atlantic also clinches with one of the top two spots in the district with a win over Harlan 35-30.
Class 2A District 2. Kemper continued their undefeated season tonight 35-0 over Okoboji. OABCIG grabbing a playoff spot, winning over Southeast Valley 33-7. And Spirit Lake clinches a playoff spot, winning 33-0 over ELC.
Okay, Class 1A District 2. South Central Calhoun will head to the postseason with a 26-15 victory over Pocahontas area tonight. Esek County, despite falling 35-0, will qualify for the playoffs next week with a fourth-place finish in the district. and Manson Northwest to Webster rolls over South Hamilton 41-12.
We'll turn the page to Class A, District 8. ICAM Manning wraps up a third-place finish in District 8, going 6-2. They win tonight 35-8 over West Monona. Loma picks up a playoff berth with a win over Akron Westfield 17-6. Westwood knocks off South O'Brien 21-20. And then in a matchup of the two top two teams in that District 8, it was Woodbury Central over St. Albert 35-14.
Eight-man District 9. We had Arweva with the big win over Cameron tonight, 66-6. Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton falls to Audubon, 80-16. Coon Rapids Baird over top of Glidden Ralston, 66-18. And Griswold falls to East Union, 80-26.
We will keep it an eight-man District 9. When we come back, we'll talk with Crusaders head coach Nathan Lindsay here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Joining me here on the Scoreboard Show, head coach Nathan Lindsay of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders, wrapping up the season here in the regular season at 60-18. You guys pick up that win there. Take me back to that first drive. You guys go out and you get a touchdown there to get the momentum. Take me through that first drive and kind of what you guys were looking to do.
Yeah, that first drive, you know, we kind of talked about it all week, you know, getting that sour taste out of our mouth after the past 2 weeks playing good physical football teams. So we just wanted to come out right away and set the tone on offense. You know, give our defense a lead to come out to, but really just set the tone on offense and set the tone of the game and let everyone know what we're doing for the night.
For you guys, started out the game here with two quarterbacks. You had Tucker Lewis, you had Caden Oswald. Caden, unfortunately, going down with the injury there. You guys pull him out there. And Tucker Lewis, though, a freshman going out there and playing the way he did. Talk about the way that Tucker has progressed throughout this season.
Yeah, Tucker's doing a great job all season. Obviously, with the stuff that happened to Caden, it is what it is. It's part of football. You just got to be next man up mentality, and Tucker has known that since August. So I'm just proud of him. He's progressed really well throughout the season. He's learning it like it's everyone's first year learning this offense. So he's progressed well, especially with, you know, adapting with everything, you know, maybe starting, maybe not starting, you know, playing a lot more series, playing, you know, one or two series. So I tell him every week, I said, hey, when you get your eyes in the right spot, good things happen. And so that's what I remind him every game when he gets in, and obviously it showed tonight.
After that first score that you guys had, Glidden goes down and scores. It becomes kind of a shootout in that first quarter there. What was the mindset like, and what were you guys kind of talking about in the huddles when it became close in that first quarter?
Yeah, the biggest thing was not to just freak out like it happens. That's part of football. You know, stuff isn't going to go our way, and we are going to mess up here and there, but we just said just keep our head, keep our cool, don't freak out or anything. And then we just told the guys, hey, stick to the game plan and stick to what we talk about all the time, and that's just making sure we do our job every play. Obviously we did it offensively, and then after a couple big plays on Glidden's end, we dialed it in on defense. So I'm just proud of the guys for executing the whole night.
For you guys as well, you've proved time and time this season that you can run the ball really efficiently. Tonight, it looks like Tucker Lewis found his own and was able to pass the ball as well. Do you feel like this is the perfect time to be able to find that mix for you?
Yeah, well, I think we've been finding our mix really well. It honestly kind of started in that Woodbine game. You know, you get a good team like that with how well we've been running the ball all season. It was only a matter of time before teams start, you know, making us throw the ball. We have plenty of playmakers on the outside, and we have two good quarterbacks that can get those guys the ball and also make plays themselves. So I kept telling our receivers that, hey, their time's coming. Like right now, it was the run, and then our receivers' time was coming, and it came towards the end of the season, and I'm just proud of the guys just sticking with it.
For me, I thought that you guys kind of separated yourselves in that second quarter there. What do you feel like was the difference maker to make it become not a shootout anymore and more of your guys' tempo?
Yeah, we just – the biggest thing we emphasized was just, hey, stick to our style of football, stick to, you know, doing our job every single play. That's what we have on the back of our shirts. That's been kind of our team thing this year, is just do our job every single play and go 1-0 in every rep we do, both in practice and in games. And that's just kind of what we said in between that quarter break, was just, hey, our offense is going to keep doing their thing, and then we just need our defense to get stops, and that's what happened.
And I know we had talked as well, Arweva defeating Cam and Audubon defeating Xyre Elkhorn Kimbleton. You guys get in as that two seed there. Do you kind of expect to go to a certain place, or is it just all eyes open looking to see where you're going to go?
It's more so just the all eyes open. Our thing headed into this season was, with as good as group as we have, it was let's make playoffs. We have a good group. We have a good enough group to make playoffs. And like everyone says, anything can happen in playoffs. So that was definitely our goal. Obviously, from what happened last year, turning around and getting second in the district behind Audubon, a really good team. And then also, we had to claw our way through this district. I think this is one of the tougher districts in eight-man world. So I'm just proud of our guys. But I'm glad we just made playoffs, and that was our thing. And so that was a goal we checked off this year, so I'm proud of these guys.
I know for you as a first-time head coach, you were under the staff for a little bit there, so you saw last year as well. But what do you feel like these kids have improved on the most to be able to make this jump and get into the postseason?
I think the biggest thing is they've just believed in each other. You know, we kind of simplified everything, threw a lot of new stuff at them, and not only did they buy into me and the other two coaches, they just bought into themselves. Another thing we've been saying early on is just, you know, us three coaches are going to put those guys in positions to be successful, but we're obviously not the ones playing, so they have to believe it too, and they have to trust us and trust each other. And obviously, they've done that really well this year. We wouldn't be as successful without those guys going out there and producing.
For you guys as well, what does this Crusaders team need to do to be successful come postseason time?
Yeah, the biggest thing I think I've been saying it all year, is when we do our job every single play on both sides of the ball, we are a really, really, really good football team. And it shows in our wins. Obviously, when we don't do our job, it shows in our losses. Even in our close games, the shootouts we've been in, the defensive slugfest, you know, it's just when we don't do our job, we let teams hang around, all that stuff. Just when we go out and do our job, we're a really good ball club. And again, it shows when we do our job consistently.
Well, Nathan, congratulations on the big win here tonight, and we hope to see more of you guys coming out in the postseason as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Was the Crusaders coach Nathan Lindsay joining us on the Scoreboard Show.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
We just heard from Nathan Lindsay, head coach of the Grand Rapids Bears Crusaders from 8-man District 9. Crusaders pick up a 60-18 win over another area school, Glidden Ralston, tonight. They clinched the second seed into their district and will be playoff bound coming up next week. We'll talk with another head coach whose team picked up a victory tonight, 63-7 over Perry. That's Carroll Tigers head coach Craig Roeder. We come back in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
It's the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show on KCIM and Kick 106.7. I am Nick Brinks with Carroll head coach Craig Rowetter after their road win tonight, 63-7 at Perry. And you didn't take the lead on the first play of the game tonight. It took a few. I think it was maybe the sixth play of the game. But you drive methodically down the field. You get a two-yard touchdown from Adam Malik, one of his two tonight. But really, that drive looked easy, and offensively the rest of the night looked pretty easy. Overall, just a dominant win for you guys. What were your thoughts throughout the night?
Yeah, I think the guys were focused, and that's what we told them before the game. You know, if we come out and play like we can, don't turn the ball over, things will go our way. And I think the offensive line, like they have most of the year, just kind of took over, and that was pretty much the story of the whole first half as far as just being able to kind of do what we wanted.
on their first or second drive on offense, they had kind of a snap that was bobbled on a punt that gave you guys a good field position for that second drive, I think it was. And then the very next play, just a one play drive, and you guys find Olberding over the middle, and he's able to kind of somersault into the end zone at the end. So you go up 14-0 pretty quickly. Then you get the ball back really quickly again, and Kieran Polking catches one for 16 yards. And almost before you blinked, it felt like it was 21-0, and you guys went up 28-0 by the end of the first quarter as Chase Schabel was able to tack one on there with a couple minutes to go. Just first quarter, offense, defense, everything was working. Did you kind of expect it to be kind of that way tonight? I know Creston and Perry playing them back-to-back weeks, the two winless teams, probably felt coming in that you were pretty confident how things were going to go at least.
Yeah, and we were confident. And it was a nice opportunity to work some things and put some things on film that we haven't had up to this point. But I'm not sure if I didn't really keep it, but I don't know if Camden threw an incompletion tonight. So, and we didn't throw a lot. You know, after you get up, it looks kind of rough if you are up four scores and throwing the ball. So we got a couple in early, and then, we got a little counter play there with Chase Schabel to jump in for our four score. And it's kind of, you know, and again, credit to the defense. It was pretty much three and out, and we had the ball right back. So not a huge yardage night probably for us, at least in the first with the starters, but efficient.
So 28-0 at the end of the first quarter. You get continuous clock a minute into the second quarter as Malik runs it in for a 15-yard score, his second one of the night. And then you guys get one more touchdown, Kieran Polking, a 25-yard run. He touched the ball twice on offense tonight, caught a touchdown and ran for a touchdown. And then basically the rest of the night, starters didn't necessarily have it off, but you could tell that you guys started switching some guys up. Childress came in, got a touchdown for you in that second quarter as well. But 42-0 seemed like that was kind of where you guys were like, all right, we'll see who else can step up tonight.
Yeah, and again, it was a chance to get some younger guys some touches. Kieran was kind of talking about efficient. That's about as good as you can get. But it was nice to get some, you know, Malik's had a lot of carries this year, so just kind of take the load off of him. Traven came in and did a nice job. Jake and Kate, I thought, were in really hard that second half. And even Caden Klucky got some carries there at the end.
So you go into the halftime leading 49-0. In the second half, you get touchdown runs from Caden Klucky and Jake Kincaid. So you get both of those, their first touchdowns of the year. And I actually went Kieran Polking for player of the game because of his efficiency. Every time he touched the ball, he was scoring. Extra points, he was perfect. He was almost perfect on touchbacks, too. I think maybe only two didn't go into the end zone, and then two touches on offense for the touchdown. You can't really get more efficient than that. Who are some other guys that you thought really stood out tonight? Malik, I know. I think I had him for 11 carries, 125 yards, and a couple touchdowns. And by Malik standards, a pretty quiet night, but he didn't really need the touches as he was pretty much done in the second quarter.
Yeah, he was, you know, and they all understand that, too. So, I thought Ty Mulbauer had a nice game again up front for us defensively. And then Quentin Polking, obviously, at the middle linebacker spot on defense. Crandall got another interception this year. I can't remember if we had two picks or...
Yeah, you had two interceptions. One, I think Burke had a one-hander, and then Crandall had one as he kind of tripped over one of the other defenders and hung on.
Yeah, that was a heck of a catch by Burke, you know. And we did give Burke a carry. I thought it looked a little... didn't like the negative yards there on offense for him, so we gave him a carry to, you know, up that. But offensive line-wise, too. And even our second group of offensive line, you know, Ethan Allen came in. Kane Wiedern at tackle, Simon Ludwig, Wyatt Venner, Gunnar Olberding, Alex Powell. It was, you know, it was kind of a committee, and they all, you know, and again, like the third quarter, we came out with the, or we call it Titan, credit to Coach Case and South Central Calhoun, but we ran that the whole third quarter right, you know, down their throat. And I thought the guys up front and then the three backs there with Stitz, Kincaid, and Klucky kind of did a nice job.
You guys had a chance at your third straight shutout. As you mentioned last week, you weren't sure the last time Carroll had two straight shutouts. Perry was able to get one touchdown on the board mid to late fourth quarter. What'd you see on that play? They had one of their guys ran it for the first time and just happened to take it 90-plus yards. And I know how fast Trayvon Childress is, and he didn't catch him, and he had a shot, but Phillip Gray had some speed there.
Yeah, I heard Coach Noggle growling a little bit about, I think, a linebacker and a defensive end didn't quite, I think they both ended up in the same spot instead of going in their respective locations. So I was a little bust on that. So I'm, again, it gives them, but they have to, you know, our young guys have to learn to get in there. And if mistakes, we'll correct it on film and be better the next time out.
Next week, you get a chance at a winner-take-all district title. As of this recording, that Harlan and Atlantic game is not done, but it's close in the fourth quarter. If Harlan would win that night, it kind of creates some interesting scenarios. Obviously, if you guys win next week, you know what you're doing. You're winning the district. If Atlantic won tonight, you know going into next week, you're locked in at bare minimum the two seed in the district. So either way, what do you know about Atlantic, and what are you looking for next Friday, aside from just getting a win? And I'm not quite sure when the last time Carroll won a district title was. I'd have to imagine probably back around 2016 or so. Maybe the Colby Malinsky year, I think that year might have been. So 18, they did win it in 18. What will it take for you guys to do that next week?
Well, I just got a text that Atlantic just hit a touch. So Atlantic's actually up 28-24 now with a minute to go, but I'd never rule out Harlan. So, you know, yeah, but it's exciting. We know regardless who wins that game, it's a district, you know, district title game on Friday night. Plus, it's our senior night. Great group of seniors, and it's kind of how if you could draw it up, that's how you'd want it. You know, a huge game at home for senior night, and then a district title on the line. So, 2018 was the last time I believe we were at Humboldt when we won that one with those guys, and so it's been a little while for a district title, so it'll mean a lot.
So you'll be at home on KCIM versus Atlantic, and is the schedule finalized for next Friday? I know Kemper will be hosting a game on Friday night. Has that all been locked down? What's going on next Friday?
Yeah, I believe so. I think it's a 5 o'clock kick for the first game, and then we'll be immediately afterwards whenever that, you know, would be. I did see somebody's mock-up that they thought Boyden Hole Rock Valley, haven't heard that name for a year, could be the one coming down. So I don't know if they'll be thrilled about leaving Rock Valley at 11 a.m. to come down for an early kick or not. But that's the last I've heard anyway.
Well, it's a fun time for football in the city of Carroll with a playoff-like atmosphere for you guys. Is game two of a doubleheader, Kemper hosting before you guys, and if everybody takes care of business, we could see the same thing the week after.
Yeah, it's, you know, like I said, there's a lot of great athletes right now, and it's kind of fun to see, but it'll be a fun night, and we'll see who comes out and what truly is on the, you know, line as far as seeds or scenarios go.
A 63-7 win for the Carroll Tigers at Perry. Coach Rowetter, appreciate your time here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Thanks, Nick, for all the coverage, and go Tigers.
Thinking about your future? The DMAC Carroll campus is a smart choice. Get a quality education at an affordable price close to home. Join student organizations, meet new friends, and get involved. You'll find supportive staff guiding you every step of the way and expert faculty ready to share their knowledge and real-world experience. Kickstart your education today at the Carroll DMAC campus. Call 712-792-1755. DMAC, life's calling.
We are almost halfway through the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show, Week 8 edition here on KCIM and Kick 106.7. Casey Miners in the studio with you guys, joined with Craig Lux and Todd Danner tonight here for this Week 8 edition, as I mentioned, of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Guys, about halfway through the show, a run-through who is in the playoffs that we know of so far. Association can be coming out with the whole list of everybody that will be in later on tonight. We'll get matchups tomorrow. I think they're going to come out at 10 a.m. tomorrow, so check that out, and we'll let you know where we're going to be at for games next week as the playoffs do start for 8 of our 9 area schools. Taking a look at Class 2A District 2 standings, Kemper wraps up a first-place finish in the 2A District with a perfect 8-0 record, 5-0 record in a district play. Okoboji is second, followed by OABCIG third and Spirit Lake fourth. In the 8-man District 9 standings, first place goes to Audubon, it was second, Coon Rapids Baird, and a third are Weva. 1A District 2, first place, Manson Northwest Webster, second is Emmitsburg, third, South Central Calhoun, and fourth, East Sac County. So two area teams getting in out of there, and if you noticed, we had three teams in 8-man District 9 get into the playoffs coming up next week. 3A District 6 standings look like this going into the final week of the season for them. They play 9 regular season games. First place is Carroll and Atlantic. They're both tied atop the district standings right now. And then third is Harlan. In District 8, Woodbury Central picks up a first-place finish. Second is St. Albert. Third, Ike Manning. And fourth, Logan Magnolia. Guys, it's going to be a busy week next week with playoffs starting. A lot of the area schools played really good tonight, and especially solidifying playoff spots. Kind of, you know, we can run through your thoughts again on how you felt like tonight went.
You know what? Great turnout for our area. Anytime we can put 8 of our 9 teams in there, brings a lot of excitement to the area, a lot of great football to go on. I think, you know, Kemper just continued to roll, looked really solid. Audubon, once again, that's another one of those really solid teams there. But, you know, Coon and Arweva, Coon really with a big win tonight. Arweva's looking pretty solid. ESAC and South Central Calhoun getting in their standings. And then IKM Manning with a third place finish. You know, a lot of very good things happening in the second half of the season.
It's important we're going to have teams that are going to host, too.
Yes.
So you could be hearing us for a couple more weeks yet, you know, depending on how playoffs go out the next couple of weeks.
Aren't our listeners lucky?
We will stick in 8-man District 9 when we come back. We'll talk with Sean Burks, the Audubon Wheelers, here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
This is Todd Dander, and you're listening to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show. With me right now is Audubon head coach Sean Burks. The Wheelers tonight finished the regular season with an 80-16 victory. And the win moves them to 6-0 in the district and 8-0 perfect regular season for the Wheelers tonight. Sean, like you said, a perfect regular season. Go ahead and tell me about the ball game a little bit.
Yeah, we jumped out quickly. It was 60-0 at half. We'd run 8 offensive plays and scored 5 offensive touchdowns and scored 3 non-offensive touchdowns. So we had eight touchdowns in the first half on 8 offensive plays. Was pretty efficient and explosive, let's say. And then, like I said, 5 offensive touchdowns. All the drives were either 1 or 2 plays. And then we had a pick 6 by Austin Christensen. We had a scoop and score deep in their territory. We jumped on one in the end zone by Brody Weber. And then we had a punt return touchdown by Jorgen Nowatzki. So it kind of escalated quickly, and then we started making some subs in the third quarter, and they got 2 touchdowns in the JV portion of the game, and we answered with a couple ourselves. At the end of the night, our JV scored every time they had the ball as well, and it ended up 80-16.
Like I said, and the victory was over Elkhorn Kimmelton tonight for the Wheelers. Like I said, Coach, a perfect regular season, 6-0 in district for the district championship last week, and then a perfect regular season, 8-0. And now we find out who our pairings are tomorrow for morning for the playoffs. But an anxious time for the coaches and teams and community. But like I said, what do you tell the kids after going 8-0 regular season?
Todd, I can't hear you. Like, you are gone. It's like you're
okay,
fainted.
Can you hear me now?
I can't hear anything
you're
saying.
Can you hear me now, Coach?
Barely. It's the whole time. It's been like you're way too far. I can barely hear you. I'm sitting outside where I always talk to you, so I don't think it's on my end.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
That's a little bit better. Say something again.
Okay. So like I said, a perfect regular season, Coach. 8-0 regular season, 6-0 in the district championship. What'd you tell the kids after, you know, it's a great season to go have a perfect regular season?
Yeah, we talked that, you know, it's an accomplishment. You know, we checked off a goal last week of make the playoffs. We checked off another goal this week with going on undefeated district title. Those are our first 2 goals out of the chute, our make the playoffs, win the district. We kind of had both of them wrapped up going into this week, but you always want to be going in, you know, with confidence and on a roll. And You know, and our kids know they've got two big goals out there still of play indoor football and
right.
bring home a state title. So the second season starts tomorrow. We don't know who it'll be yet,
right.
but our preparation's a lot the same. You know, we treat everyone with a lot of respect, but we also know that, you know, based on some of the scores in our season, you know, we're going to get a lot more adversity. We're going to play a lot more four-quarter games. And we've got to be ready to go because everybody's 0-0, and we're going to be tested. Looking at the scores across the state, it looks like there's a lot of really good eight-man teams and in various areas. You know, looking at, you know, KP and GTRA and St. Ed's, you know, all keeping each other pretty close in their district. You know, FM and Boyer and Woodbine in their district.
Right.
Lenox, Bedford, East Union in their district. Just Southeast Warren, Wayne, and Montezuma in their district. Just going around the state, it looks like there's a lot of districts that are, you know, a lot of competition for the top three spots, and we were fortunate to get running clock on everybody in our district, but
right.
you know, it's going to get a lot tougher pretty fast, and we know that, and we're preaching it to the kids. Our kids are aware of that, so they're excited to see who we draw and approach it next week just like most other games, but, you know, keep that elite focus and respect our opponent and find out who we get tomorrow.
You know, Sean, I think last week you mentioned that you probably didn't play the best first half in the that you have. You kind of get nitpicky a little bit on some of the things that you want to improve on. But going into the next week's first postseason game, what are some of the areas that you would like to see your team maybe get better at as you make a postseason run here?
You know, against FM and Coon, we give up some explosive plays. You know, we just have to be better about being more bend but don't break. You know, we have to be gap sound. We have to be, you know, alignment sound. We just can't allow those explosives because our defense is big enough, physical enough, fast enough that we challenge teams to move the ball consistently and pick up third downs, pick up fourth downs, and, you know, eventually hopefully fizzle out in the red zone if at worst case scenario. So, you know, we just can't give up those explosives. You know, that was the case against Coon Rapids Bayard. Against Fremont Mills, they were able to get some explosive, but they weren't able to put them all in the end zone, and we were able to have a lot of red zone stops that night. But at the same time, we had some breakdowns in some of those things. So I think just shoring up that, you know, the bend but don't break philosophy of we might give up some yards here and there, but hopefully don't give up the explosives, and definitely don't give up the touchdown explosives like we did a little bit last week. So I think defensively that's where we're at. Offensively, obviously, we haven't thrown it a whole lot. Hopefully we can keep adding to our play action game, our screen game, our passing game, so that it keeps some teams off, you know, from pinning their ears back too much at our run game. Run game wise, you're always hoping to clean up some of the communication, some of that execution. But like I said, for the most part tonight, we're pretty darn good because, you know, like I said, I scored on all eight possessions. JV had probably more snaps than the varsity, if I'm not mistaken, tonight. I think we ended the night, like I said, halftime we had run eight offensive snaps, and in the second half I think we ran 13. The JV was even pretty darn explosive on their end. Running clock, obviously, there's a lot fewer possessions, but I think at the end of the night, I think we only had eight offensive drives and put up, you know, 80 points.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, a pretty impressive game and pretty impressive season for you, Coach Burke. So, but like I said, congratulations on the district championship and the perfect regular season, and we wish you the best of luck next week in your first playoff game.
Thank you. Appreciate the coverage you guys have given us all year.
Okay.
Great job. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
Big things are happening in Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Clogged gutters, dirty windows, lint-filled dryer vents. Don't wait till it's too late. At Curb Appeal of WCI, we make home care simple. Our gutter cleaning protects your roof and foundation from costly water damage. Our dryer vent cleaning improves airflow, lowers energy bills, and reduces fire risk. And our window cleaning leaves your home brighter, streak-free, and full of natural light. Protect your home, save money, enjoy the view. Call Curb Appeal of WCI today at 712-210-9580.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen. On 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.
Fast and fearless, baby. Here we go. C2, flood right close. Press 34 dual. That's going on.
This is the New Way Forward Football Scoreboard Show.
Football!
Every score, every game, every coach. You'll hear it all from this week in high school football. The New Way Forward Football Scoreboard Show on KCIM and Kick 106.7 is also brought to you by Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton, Feld Fire, Mackey Motors, Outlaw Graphics, DMAC & Carroll, New Way Forward, Gatorade, Curb Appeal, and Motor In. Now let's get you caught up with all the scores.
Thank you, John, as we come to hour number two of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on week 8 of the Iowa High School football season. 8 teams in the area officially into the playoffs. We'll run you through all of those yet. Still have yet to talk with Ryan Steinkamp, coach of the Kemper Knights, Eric McCullough of East Sac, Corey McCarville of Ike Commanding, and Brian Case of South Central Calhoun. So still plenty of coaches to get to here tonight on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. We'll start off the hour, run you through scores from the area districts. We'll start in Class 3A, District 6. Carroll picks up a win over Perry tonight, 63-7. Creston gets their first victory with a win over Greene County, 42-35. And Atlantic in a come-from-behind victory over Harlan, 35-30.
Class 2A, District 2. Kemper continued their undefeated season tonight with a win over Okoboji, 35-0. OABCIG, 33. Southeast Valley, 7. And Spirit Lake shuts out ELC, 33-0.
Class 1A District 2 will have a couple of qualifiers, postseason qualifiers in that district area qualifiers. South Central Calhoun with a 26-15 victory over Pocahontas area. East Sac, despite losing 35-0, will be in postseason play next week. And Manson Northwest Webster rolls over South Hamilton 41-12.
We will turn the page to Class A District 8. Ike Manning in the postseason with the win over West Monona 35-8. Loma knocks off Akron Westfield 17-6. Westwood beats South O'Brien 21-20, and Woodbury Central captures first place in Class A District 8 with a win over St. Albert 35-14.
Class 8-man District 9. It was Arweva over Cam 66-6. Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton drops to Audubon 80-16. Coon Rapids Baird wins over Glidden Ralston 60-18. And East Union all over Griswold 80-26.
We will step away, take a break. We'll hear from head coach Ryan Steinkamp of the Kemper Knights. And we're back in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
You're listening to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. I'm Tom Hawkapp, joined by the Kemper Knights head coach, Ryan Steinkamp, as the Knights pick up a 35-0 victory over the Pioneers of Okoboji. And, Coach, you guys came out defensively for the first time I've seen you play this season. I thought you set the tone on that side of the ball.
Yeah, it's only our second time all year, and you know, they won the toss, won the ball, and our kids just kind of, they answered the call right away. You know, I you know, they kind of do all kinds of different things at us and whatnot, but I was really proud of our kids' effort.
Yeah, they came out, just stopped them. You got the ball offensively, just take it right down. That offensive line you brought today looked like you must have had them to the buffet. They were really working out there.
Yeah, those guys, they did a really nice job. Like, they played hard, they played together, and they got stronger as the game went on, too. And Jaron did a fantastic job running the ball, and Brock kind of just managing things back there, too. Just overall great team effort.
You know, you got a bunch of juniors up there on that front line, and they just worked as that team, opened up the seams, kind of were picking up the run blitzes they were sending, and then Jaron just does his dancing with his fast feet.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great 1-2 punch too, and you know, they're getting better, like pushing the piles, and you know, and the team start blitzing a lot. They start picking up on it because we're blitzes and just making counters to it. It's just great to see and watch.
Well, as a radio broadcaster, I try to stay pretty equal, but as your brother-in-law, I gotta wonder, why'd you give them 60 yards and penalties that first half?
Oh, we definitely did some things to shoot ourselves in the foot too, you know, and you know, but we were being aggressive. You know, they were aggressive penalties. You know, a few of them I don't like seeing, but. No, it wasn't from a lack of effort or lack of focus. So just, you know, you can always clean up on that, too. Not have those penalties, because that made things a little stressful in that first half. But, yeah, it's something we can definitely go back out and learn from.
Well, you guys were able to control them. I think they were below 20 yards of offense in that first half. Between your ball control offense with the running game, the defense just not letting them get going.
Yeah, that was the thing, you know. They're an explosive offense, you know. It's like we kind of knew, you know, we're gonna get 5, 6, 7 yards here or there too. But you know, we gotta make them earn it. Now, if they score, they're gonna drive on us too. I thought our defense did a really good job of, you know, in that trickeration stuff or shot plays or reverses. We really kind of stayed home and just played really sound football, and we tackled well tonight too. That's a big difference we talk about, guys. Let's come down to reading our defense, reading our keys, and tackling. I thought we tackled really well tonight.
You know, we talk a lot about the beginning of the season. What was written up on the chalkboard is goals. I'm guessing a few of those were able to be checked off tonight for this team.
There is a couple of people to check off, you know, and it all starts with us, you know, treating everybody, every opponent, you know, 0-0. I know I said it all the time, too, but the kids buy into it, and it just gets them confident and ready for every game. And, you know, a lot of our goals at the bottom of our pyramid of goals is, you know, we talk about player leadership, and we have a great group of seniors tonight on senior night leading us, and that's where it all starts. The kids know that. When things are going our way, I say, what do we need? And they say player leadership, too, and I'm really proud of those 8 seniors I got tonight that did a great job for us out there.
You know, you talk about the seniors. Brock Bating found his way to the end zone, through for 220-some yards, kind of kept that offense just split right down the middle. I think it was 219 and 221 or something unofficially.
Yeah, did a great job. That's awesome, Steve.
You guys have just done a good job this season. Now it's on to the playoffs. The 0-0, that just has to keep going because that's what it is. It's a whole new season.
And that's why we prep that way, because, yeah, everybody is. It doesn't matter your record. No, everybody's playing for the same thing now. That's, you know, the 0-0, we can play together with your buddies.
Let's talk a little bit, because it's kind of hard to tell. You know, we watch the district action of the local teams and things like that. This district, Okoboji, Southeast Valley, Spirit Lake, OABCIG, all those teams kind of played right in that same group, and the Knights were about 2 steps, 3 steps up that ladder. Is that really where this Knights squad is? Is the conference, the district was there? I mean, how can you tell? How do you figure that out?
You see a lot of things. That's why, you know, we know that anybody in that district can play with anybody, too, so that's why we respected everybody, and we just practiced. That's why we focus on us. That's all you can control. You can't control what other teams do. You can prepare. You can work hard and put the effort, energy, and effort in. That's what our kids have been doing this year.
When it comes to the playoff game next week, we find out who your opponent is tomorrow, hopefully by 10 o'clock if the state website doesn't crash. But what's it mean to try to get – it sounds like that game should be played here at the Carroll Athletic Field. What's it mean to try to get people here and get them out to support that team early on in the playoff run?
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, we've had great support base all year, home and on the road. And I know our kids are excited to play anywhere. They just want to play football together too. But it's great to see how a pack stands out there with the Kemper support out there.
One thing I haven't talked to you much about, that coaching staff you brought out there this year. those guys run that field with the passion just like you do. Maybe they don't take their hat off and wave it as much, but it's a heck of a coaching staff you got this season.
Yeah, they've done a great job too, and I always remind the kids, and football's fun. You know, you got to enjoy it. You know, it's not a job out there. It's great. All the coaches are passionate about it too, and you know they care so much about the kids too. Yeah, great coach staff has done a phenomenal job this year.
Coach, congratulations on the victory. Congratulations on our undefeated regular season, and best of luck as the playoffs get going next Friday night.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Appreciate it.
That is the head coach for the Kemper Knights, Ryan Steinkamp. The Kemper Knights go get a 35-0 victory over the Okoboji Pioneers. That gives them the district championship and an undefeated regular season. For the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show, I'm Tom Hawkapp.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
From bump, set, spike to the crack of the bat, at Motor Inn of Carroll, we love our high school sports. And we love the opportunity to support our local schools, athletes, coaches, and parents. Through the hard work of our kids, we get the enjoyment of watching and listening to their activities. Other life lessons, like teamwork and citizenship, help create outstanding young women and men we are so proud to sponsor. Good luck to all of our local sports teams from Motor Inn of Carroll.
Week 8 of the Iowa high school football season officially wrapped up here on KCIM and a kick 106-7. We have talked with a bunch of the area head coaches so far. We just heard from Ryan Steinkamp of the Kemper Knights here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Knights pick up a victory tonight over Okoboji, pretty convincing victory over Okoboji, 35-0. They wrap up a first-place spot in Class 2A District 2. 8 of the 9 area school is officially locked in the playoffs. Carroll still has to play week 9 yet.
Right.
Regardless, there are one or two in their district and going to get a playoff game there. And Jeff, I don't remember the last time we had maybe 8 of the 9 area teams make the playoffs. So really good year so far, it seems, for football.
It is. We've had it before. Don't ask me the year. But it was one of those years where they were taking 4 out of every district and you were guaranteed. And I know there's been a year that we've had, but yeah, it's been a while. We knew that we had a chance to have a really good year in football and have a lot of really good teams, and luckily it's played out that way, and now hopefully we have some teams that will do some damage, you know, in the postseason. I think we've got several that, you know, have got a chance to make a really good run.
Yeah, Carroll's playing their best football right now here late at the end of the season. I like what King has done at quarterback the last 3 games. I think Nick was talking, you know, 6 touchdowns and no interceptions.
Right.
Coming into the last 3 games for a
kid
that
he threw the ball really well when he was younger, and it sounds like he's kind of refound that form in a way, and I'm not going to say that he lost it, but he was struggling to throw the football a little bit early in the season, and now all of a sudden it sounds like last 3 weeks or so, it's like this is the Camden King that I'd been hearing about coming up through the ranks.
Yeah. Really good for Carroll, you know, a team I don't think people
they can
really
run. If you can run that well and then you start to add in the pass game and they defend everybody pretty well,
dual threat ability is going to be really huge.
Yep.
But Kemper picking up a win. They're going to host an opening round playoff game no matter what with the first seed in their district.
Yep.
Look at Ottoman. They're going to host an opening round playoff game no matter what with the first seed in their district. Coon could potentially host one
with the two seed. Yep.
Some two seeds host, some two seeds don't.
Right.
So we can't guarantee Coon's hosting until stuff comes out tomorrow morning. And it's looking like East Sac, South Central Calhoun going to be on the road next week with a 3rd and 4th place finish in 1A District 2. And then taking a look at A District 8, Ikea Manning going to be on the road
as that third seed.
And Ikea Manning going to be a tough team to beat. Their 2 losses this year have come to the top two teams that finished ahead of them in the district. And they played both those games really competitively.
They did. Both of them were, I think, by 6 or less, if I remember correctly. So, yeah, that's a good football team. I know Coach McCarville wants him to tackle a little better. I think he'd like to see the run game get a little bit more consistent. Ben Ramsey's been fantastic. I'll tell you, a guy that hasn't gotten enough pub, but Ashton Arnholtz has been absolutely incredible in the receiver position for them guys this year. I saw it coming in the basketball season last year, where you could see late in the year that he gained confidence and he was stronger, and you could see it coming on. And then, wow, he has put together one heck of a good football season so far.
Yeah, potentially don't know what's happening next week with where we're doing games at, but we know two games are going to be played here in Carroll.
Yeah. Been told that Kemper will play at 5 and Carroll High will follow. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a doubleheader here and stuff. I'll do both games. Still figuring out. I wouldn't mind doing two other ones on the radio, which we will do for sure. Don't know for sure where yet. I got one really good idea. I just don't want to announce it yet. I'll tell you guys off here. They already know. I've already informed them that we'll be there. But if it can work out and I can get a YouTube audio game where we can get a fifth team covered that night, I'm going to try. But it all depends on announcers, if we have anybody here. Mm-hmm. You know, if we send four guys out to do games, who's able to be
yep.
back here
yep.
to run the scoreboard show? So there's lots of things that go into it, but we have that option now to be able to do a game on YouTube for audio only, because you have to pay too much money to do video. I'd like to be able to pick up a fifth. It would make the scheduling easier, because I think we're going to have some good games. But once the pairings come out tomorrow at 10, I will break down the matchups as quick as I can and try to get good games on the radio the best that I can. It's not always easy to do. You got to look at the seasons that each team had and try and you kind of gauge and guess in a way. What games do you think are going to be good and what games aren't? You got to figure out where you guys can get, because some of you guys are full-time employees somewhere else and don't get off real early. So it's not like I can take Casey and Tom and go, you know, hey, you're going all the way up to Rock Valley, you know.
Send Nick.
Yeah, Nick will go to Rock Valley. But, you know, so it's who I can get to what games, you know, what kind of internet do we have when we go and the quality of what we're going to be able to work with. So a lot of people just look and kind of think, oh, you can just go cover here. You can go, you know, there's a lot that goes into determining what games we're able to get to. So
Audubon rolling tonight. They pick up a first place finish in 8-man District 9. Three teams out of that district getting into the playoffs that are locally, the three local teams getting into the playoffs out of that district.
What a job by Arweva tonight.
That's my next point I was going to bring up.
Cow. Yeah. That was 41-0 at the end of the first quarter. Mason and I are sitting there, and I show him my phone, and he's like, what? I'm like, look at this score.
Yeah.
41-0. I thought that was going to be a tight, hard-nosed football game. It was
Everybody that I talked to that was on the Arweva side, they said this game was going to be close. Something's going to have to go our way.
Right.
You know? And they came out and took care of business.
Everything went their way.
Everything did.
That was over in the first quarter.
No, for sure.
And Cam's not a bad football team. That was over in the first quarter.
But they did. Arweva did the same thing last year.
Yeah.
Picked up a really big win in Week 8 and then rolled off a playoff win, an upset over Lennox last year.
Yeah, upset Lennox, almost went down and got Fremont Mills in the second. Yeah, so actually, yeah. Did they beat Fremont Mills and then lose to Lennox?
It might have been vice versa.
I think they beat
one.
Fremont Mills and then lost to Lennox, if I remember correctly. Yeah. So I don't think we had them in the first round. I think we had them in the second round, because I went down and did a YouTube game, audio game on YouTube, so at Lennox. So,
Yeah, Arweva getting hot at the right time. Coons played really good this season. I'd have been, you know, as I played anybody close all year.
Yeah. You know they're really good. You just really question how really good are they right now. I mean, they're not the only team in the state in 8-man that's been kind of destroying people
and
dominating. Woodbine's been doing it.
Bishop Garrigan. You look at the top five teams right now in 1A, and Bishop Garrigan, Woodbine, Gladbrook, Iowa Valley, and Audubon. None of them have played close games
right.
this year.
Yeah, and Bishop Garrigan, if I remember right, defending runner-up. I think
Remsen won it last year.
I think they lost to Remsen either in the championship game or the semis.
Yeah,
don't quote me on either one of those, but I think they were there last year.
They've been a dome team the last, like, 2 years.
Yep, so, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a lot of teams in the playoffs, and I want to know your thoughts on this, because this is what I'm thinking. If you base this off the rankings, and the association might do this, Do you think Ottoman's going over to Woodbine in a quarterfinal matchup?
Shouldn't.
If you look at the ranking, it's two and five.
It's two and five.
But if the association wants their top four teams, Audubon's out of the top four.
Right. But it should be four against five, not two against five. So Audubon should travel and get Iowa Valley.
That's my question, though. With the travel, will the association send them all the way over to Iowa Valley?
I can't even remember the name of the town that I traveled over to in southeast Iowa one year to cover Audubon, and they ended up picking up a nice win. I'm just old and I'm kind of tired. I went like 3.5 hours over into the corner. We were down in like south of Iowa City area. Your guys' part of the state, you know, and stuff. But I went over there like 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah. So they'll travel. And to me, if you do it, I love the guys over at the state. They've got a harder job than I think anybody realizes, and they put a lot of time into it, and I respect those guys. But I look at it and I say, if you're going to have like an RPI where you're 1 through 16 and that's who you put in, 1 should play 16, 2 should play 15, 3 should play 14, and right down the line. And, you know, if you can have Applington, Parkersburg, and Riverside in the same region for a volleyball playoff, you travel don't mean much. So, you know, it's a Friday night, you know. Now, the tough thing would be is, you know, if you're going to do a doubleheader
that'd be a Thursday night game.
Right, that would be a Thursday night game. That's true. So, you know, you got school the next day. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting to see what the state does, but right. 8 of the 9 teams making the playoffs got to be a good thing.
Yeah, it is. I still hope that it's Audubon, Iowa Valley, because I don't want Audubon and Woodbine meeting up to the finals. That's my hopes, is Audubon, Woodbine in the finals.
Yeah, Audubon. I think they've taken on the mantra of why not us?
Right.
You know, previously, start of the season, unranked, nobody thought they'd win the district. Proof week one, week two, how dominant they are.
I'm going to correct you. There are people that thought they would win the district. you talk to the Audubon people, they thought they would win the district. Yes.
But if you look at the people that...
The so-called experts that rank?
Yep.
Yes.
Everybody had Arweva winning the district. Yeah. And, you know, I think Audubon's taking that on their shoulders like nobody's thought that we'd been good all year.
And this isn't a shot. Austin Stolk's one of my dear friends, and he's an amazing guy. This isn't a shot at them, but that's why I don't pay attention to preseason rankings. Mm-hmm. Preseason rankings to me don't mean much. In fact, week three rankings don't mean much to me. I usually don't start paying it really attention. We'll read them on the air because it's kind of what we have to do in the business, but I don't think you get a good beat on rankings until, you know, probably closer to, you know, week five and stuff when you get into your district and start really getting into some of the big games.
We will talk with Brian Case of South Central Calhoun when we come back in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Big things are happening in Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. I'm Craig Lux here with head coach Brian Case of the South Central Calhoun Titans, who walk away with a big win tonight. Coach, kind of give us a recap for us.
Yeah, you know, we go into that game, and we both have our playoff lives on the line. So we had to go up to Pocahontas. We knew it was their senior night. We knew that they're going to be jacked up and ready to go to try and end their season with a win and try and get in the playoffs. So we're going to have to weather the storm. But our kids went up there, and you got to give our kids credit. We did the things that we needed to do. I think we were up 14-0 at the half. We were up 20-0 after the third quarter. We did give up 15 points in the fourth quarter, but again, credit our kids that we did everything that we needed to do in order to secure this victory and get ourselves into the postseason.
Yes, congratulations on making the postseason this year. We'll be anxiously awaiting those pairings tomorrow morning.
Yeah, no question. And you know, we've heard a couple of different things, and just who knows what the state's going to do, but we just know that we're going to be a number three seed playing a two seed someplace. We're going to have to travel, but, you know, we welcome the challenge wherever we're going to go.
Well, Coach, with your guys' kind of tradition in the playoffs, that's a game that probably no two seed wants to come up against.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's been a situation right now, Craig, to be honest with you. We've just been really up and down. all year. I'll be honest with you, over the last 4 years, I think we're 17 wins and 18 losses right now. So it's just been a struggle over the last 4 years, but our kids keep bouncing back. Our kids just kind of keep going through the motions there and keep putting one foot in front of the other. And, you know, there's days that we look really, really good, and there's other days that we take a step back. So it just really depends on which team is going to show up in this first round game of the postseason. To see if we can give these guys, whoever we're playing, a football game, and who knows? I mean, to keep things close in the postseason, anything can happen.
Absolutely. So, Coach, what's kind of your offensive standout tonight?
Yeah, we switched things up a little bit. It's just probably bad coaching at the beginning of the year and so forth, but we ended up with Jace Peterson. He was actually one of our offensive guards. We moved him back to fullback tonight. He's a kid that's about 5'9", 5'10", about 260 pounds. A really, really strong kid. Put him back at fullback tonight, and he had 22 rushes for 112 yards and a couple of touchdowns there. So, and actually, this is the first time he's ever carried the football. So it's actually pretty good to see. We're proud of that one. Hayden Stickrod, feeling a little bit under the weather tonight. He still had 11 carries for 42 yards and also a score himself. But, we went back to playing just Titan football. We wanted to play smash mouth football, and we wanted to be physical with Pocahontas, and we were able to do that. And, you know, when you can establish the fullback, usually good things happen, and that was the case tonight as well.
Yeah, that's all. Like you said, that's kind of always been your guys' stamp mark is the smash mouth football. And when you've got a kid that size coming in at you out of the backfield, that's a little imposing for other teams.
Yeah, no question. I'm intimidating, and it's just one of those things that we found that it was working for us, and we saw that Pocahontas really didn't want anything to do with that in the ball game, especially in the first quarter, and it just started wearing on them. So we stayed with it, and it was pretty successful for us tonight.
All right, Coach. Defensively, what kind of stood out for you tonight defensively?
You know, Pocahontas is a team that really likes to spread it out, and they go a lot of empty backfield. They'll go 3x2, they'll go quads. They'll go 2x2 every now and then, and then some speed option. We knew that going into this game that they had lost their quarterback from the first seven games last week. Blew out his ACL, but the kid they had in there could sling it as well, and he could run it. So we knew where he had our hands full with those guys, but we knew that they weren't going to change their offense for 1 week there. So, I think our kids did a nice job of just recognizing what was being thrown at them. I thought we did a decent job of covering in space. There were some times that we got beat over the top, which is still a concern, heading into the postseason here. But for the most part, I thought that defensively we took a step forward. We started being aggressive again. We started making sure that we had pretty good eye discipline and we were filling our gaps. Still need to work on our angle quite a bit. And we've got to be able to set the edge a lot better than what we are right now. We can't let people get outside. We got to force people to our help. So that's still a correctable thing. But, just thank goodness that we still have one more opportunity to try and improve.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a lot of solids to close out the season on and to build on going into the playoffs. So congratulations once again on making the playoffs, Coach.
Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, we will be looking forward to the pairings tomorrow, seeing where you guys come out and play, and we'll be looking forward to talking with you again next week.
Sounds good. We always appreciate you guys' time. You guys do a great job over there. Keep it up.
Thank you very much, Coach. Have a great evening, and congratulations on the victory.
Thank you. You too.
Skip the ladder and hassle this holiday season. Let Curb Appeal of WCI light up your home. Hi, this is Scott. Our team custom installs bright, energy-efficient LED lights cut to the perfect length. Go for a clean, solid glow or a dazzling pattern that will wow the whole neighborhood. When the season ends, we'll take them down and store them for you next year and back it with a one-year warranty. Looking for something long-term? Ask about our permanent lighting system, perfect for holidays, game days, or any season. Curb Appeal, holiday lights handmade hassle-free. Call 712-210-9580 today.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
We welcome you back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on KCIM and at Kick 106.7. We are about halfway through the second hour, so our time coming closely to an end here on this week 8 edition of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Casey Miners, Craig Lux, Todd Danner with you here on KCIM and Kick 106.7. State has officially released all the qualifiers coming up for next week's playoff in 2A, 1A, Class A, and 8 player. And Todd, we had a surprise team get in that we might have not thought they got in there. 8-man, and we're talking about our own 8-man District 9, Xavier Elkhorn-Kimbleton sneaking in as one of the at-larges.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about District 9 and 8 players, thinking, you know, looking at Audubon, Coon Rapids, and Arweva as 1, 2, 3. But then in 8-man, you had the top three plus two automatic qualifiers get in for on points and wild card teams. And Xavier Elkhorn-Kimbleton was one of those teams to sneak in. So four teams from District 9 qualify for the playoffs this year in 8-player.
And in a district that was jambled from the start. You had Audubon that jumped out early, and then everyone was a free-for-all for that second and third spot. Things came clear after week 8, and now Xyra sneaking in off points. So good kudos to them for a team. I thought that at the beginning of the season wasn't playing their best football. Towards the end of the year, mixed some stuff around, playing some pretty good football, especially getting a win over Cam and everything like that. Kemper picks up a number one place seed in their district, District 2. They will be at home for at least two playoff games. With being a number one seed, they'll get a host and also be the number one ranked team. I'd imagine that they're going to get a host kind of throughout, going throughout the playoffs. So we'll see how that goes for the Knights. And Audubon picking up a number one seed in their district, and a bunch of teams picking up playoffs. You know, Carroll still got to play a week 9, but they clinched a spot for sure coming up next week with a home game against Atlantic. They'll have their senior night and a chance to win a district title on senior night. And not to date myself, but I graduated in 2017 for Carroll, and I think that was the last time Carroll got to play at home on senior night for a district title. We beat Creston that night. But yeah, then it's just a big moment for those kids getting to play on senior night, and for it to mean something.
Absolutely. And it brings a little something extra to the field as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and you look at Atlantic tonight, who really struggled, had to have a couple of great big plays and a kick return right at the end of the game tonight against Harlan. And Harlan was a team that Carroll handled pretty well. I mean, you know, it wasn't a complete blowout, but they pretty well dominated Harlan throughout all aspects of that game. So, you know, you would have to almost lean a little bit towards Carroll in that edge.
Yeah, and Carroll looking to pick up a district title coming up next week. Again, association released all of the teams that qualified for Class 2A, 1A, 8 player, and as well as Class A. The top four teams out of the district into 2A, 1A, and Class A got an automatic qualifier. That makes up the playoff field for the state playoffs for those classes. And then in Class A, an 8-man, it was the top three teams, and then two wild cards they got in based off of points that qualified for the playoffs coming up next week. And we don't know quite yet what's going to happen with next week. We know we'll have the Carroll and Kemper game because that'll be a doubleheader here on KCIM coming up next week. But then after that, we're not sure yet. Pairings will come out tomorrow at 10 a.m. And with how some of these have looked so far, it's my best guess that what's going to happen with the pairings. I don't crunch all the numbers. Yeah, some of the coaches out there will know better. But, you know, I'd imagine for that first round matchup, they're not going to look too far away. You know, if you've got a team close to you, you know, you could see Xyra go back to Audubon. You know, they could very easily go to Woodbine and stuff like that. You know, but just to throw out some of the teams that could be playing each other next week.
Yeah, it's up for grabs. Like I said, when you get this time of the season, the state, you know, I'm sure they're going to be up all night too, trying to figure out where, you know, what matchups are best. But you know, it says on here that second place teams are going to host a first round matchup. So it looks like Coon Rapids Baird will be home next week as well.
But my question to that is I think the top six runner up teams host a game, because you will have some twos play twos in 8-man.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Most of the time, you're going to have most of the time, twos and plays threes. Like I said, you will have some twos play twos. So, yeah, you can see how the second place teams will get a host of first round ball game. But, like you said, four teams out of that District 9 is a pretty impressive, you know, like, been battling all season like that. And to get four teams out of that district is I'm happy for Xyra Elkhorn-Kimbleton to get in there as well.
We will step away and take a break. Talk to one of the coaches that made the postseason tonight. That's Corey McCauver, the IK Manning Wolves. We're back with the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
This is Todd Danner, and you're listening to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show. With me right now is a very happy Corey McCarville, IKM Manning head football coach. The Wolves traveled to Ottawa tonight and returned home with a 35-8 victory over West Winona. The victory moves finishes the Wolves at 4-2 in District 8 in Class A and 6-2 overall for the regular season. I think you can finish, what, third in the district, so to qualify for the postseason. Corey, a 35-8 victory tonight. Tell me about the game a little bit.
It was kind of an uneven, you know, we got the ball to start the game. We went down and scored a touchdown. They put together a little mini drive and got a couple first downs. We were able to get a stop. We were able to go down and score again. And then it was just kind of uneven after that. They eventually put together a really nice long drive and scored a touchdown. I can't remember. I think we scored again, but it was just really uneven. And, you know, I just felt like on defense, we just couldn't get a lot of stops right away. They got some yards on us that I wasn't happy to see them get. But overall, we did what we needed to do in order to get a win.
I was going to say, offensively, defensively, what stood out for you tonight? Both sides of the ball, or did one stand out a little more than the other?
Well, Ben Ramsey had a great game at quarterback. I can't remember if he threw three or four touchdowns off the staff in front of me, but I know he had a quarterback sneak for a touchdown. You know, he scored on a couple busted plays, passes on some busted plays, made some nice reads. I think Wyatt Danner had three receiving touchdowns tonight. It was nice to see some other people step up and make plays, which was always great to see. Davis Rasmussen, I know he had a really nice night running the ball, some really tough yards in between the tackles. So that was really, really good to see as well. We did what we needed to do in order to get a win against a much improved West Monona team.
Right, right. And like I said, you finished third in the district behind two very good teams in Woodbury Central and Council Bluffs St. Albert. Like I said, 6-2 regular season. You have to be very pleased with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great accomplishment for our guys. You know, qualify for the playoffs and find out tomorrow morning where we're going to go, and we'll start prepping for that.
And like I said, that's always an anxious moment for kids and coaches and stuff. Like, we'll get the qualifiers out tonight, but to wait until tomorrow morning to wait to get those pairings, it's always an anxious moment for teams, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nerve-wracking, and I always, every time I think I know where they're going to send us,
right,
all of a sudden I'm going in the complete opposite direction. So I have absolutely no idea where we're going to go. People have given educated guesses. People have given me projections.
Right.
At the end of the day, I've always told them, every time I think I know, we go somewhere completely different.
Mm-hmm. So after the game, obviously a very excited Wolves team. What did you tell the kids in the post-game huddle tonight?
I told them how proud I was of them. 6-2 is a really great accomplishment. We have two offenses by 12 points. That's a tremendous accomplishment for those guys. So I'm really happy with them. We've done a lot of really, really nice things this year. We've had a lot of guys really improve throughout the year. There's a lot to be proud of, but the thing I really want to stress to them, it's one thing to make the playoffs. It's one thing to be excited to qualify for the playoffs, but now it's another thing to make a playoff push. And hopefully, we can make a little bit of a run here. We'll see what happens. Now we really have to get dialed in and try to be our best next week.
Corey, did you come out of the game health wise okay? You're going to be ready for full strength for next week?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, you play.
You bump and bruises.
Guys, there's bumps, there's bruises, there's things like that. But, by and large, I think we're okay.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, Corey, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me tonight. Congratulations on an outstanding 6-2 regular season and a postseason playoff berth. And good luck next week.
Thanks, Todd.
Okay, thanks, Corey.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
I was very happy. Corey McCarville here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. The Wolves pick up a 35-8 win over West Monona as they clinch the number 3 spot in their Class A district to clinch a playoff spot coming up next week. And Todd, you had the chance to talk with Coach McCarville. Seemed like he was very happy with the win tonight. And I think they're going to be a tough team sitting there at 6-3. Not much 6-3 teams are going to be the third team in a district, or 6-2 teams going to be the third team in the district. So they're going to give wherever they go next week a run for their money.
And like you said, that you know that the two losses that that they had, the three losses that they had were close ones. Yeah. I mean they you know so they were it was, excuse me 6-2. So the two losses they had were close ones. You know, the Woodbury Central and St. Albert, the two teams above him in the district. So you know, he was very pleased with the way his team played tonight. He thought they had a balanced attack tonight, offensively and defensively. They were able to run the ball. They were able to pass the ball. I think they had, I think he said he had like 3 passing touchdowns tonight, and another kid had a couple of 2 or 3 receiving touchdowns. And defensively, they were able to really shut down them tonight. So it was a convincing win for IK Manning, and he feels really good. He's healthy going into next season, so he's got some expectations going into the playoffs.
And that's one thing, staying healthy, playing your best football right now that you are. And I, like I said, not many 3 seeds are going to be 6-2 traveling to play a two seed, or you know, and stuff like that coming up next week. So watch out for the Wolves to make a pretty decent run in the playoffs.
A lot of big play guys there too, you know. And when it comes to playoff time, you get those big plays like that, and that can swing the momentum really quickly in a playoff game. So, you know, that I would have to give them the advantage on that.
Yeah, you know, we had talked about that. IK Manning is one of those teams that is a scary team. You don't want to play. You know, they got a team capable of making a run here, and so hopefully the Wolves can do that start next week.
They run the football well, pass the football well. The teams that made it out of that district in Class A were Woodbury Central, St. Albert, ICAM, and Logan Magnolia. Again, ICAM Manning getting the 3 seed in that district. We'll run you through the districts again. 8 of the 9 teams made the playoffs here after Week 8. Again, Carroll playing a Week 9, but they're playing for either first or second coming up next week here at home. Class 2A District 2, Kemper finishes first in the district, followed by Okoboji, OABCIG, and then Spirit Lake. 8-man District 9, Audubon is first. You get Coon Rapids Baird at second, Arweva third, and then Exira technically finishes fourth. They got into the playoffs based off of points, so they're one of the wild card teams there in 8-man. And then in Class 1A District 2, Manson Northwest Webster finishes first, Emmitsburg second, South Central Calhoun third, and then East Sac fourth. So 2 area teams getting into the playoffs out of that district. Class 3A District 6, still 1 week left to play, but Caron Atlantic, the top 2 teams in that district, both of them 4-0. They are playing for first and second, both of them clinching playoff spots essentially with their wins tonight. And then Class A District 8, just mentioned that one, first place Woodbury Central, second St. Albert, third IK Manning, and a fourth Logan Magnolia. We'll run you through the scores again for tonight. We'll start in Class 3A, District 6. Carroll picks up a win over Perry, solidifying themselves in the playoffs 63-7. Atlantic comes from behind, beats Harlan. Atlantic was down 21-7 at one point in that game, and I think me and Craig watched the end of the game. About 21 points were scored combined in the last minute 30 there. Atlantic gets a kickoff return for a touchdown with 20 seconds left to win 35-30, and then Creston knocks off Green County 42-35.
And in that Harlan-Atlantic game, Harlan has a chance right at the end. They have the ball, and they're throwing a Hail Mary, and unfortunately got sacked on it, but, it was right there. It was down to the last second. So Class 2A, District 2, Kemper rolling again over Okoboji to finish the undefeated season 35-0. Southeast Valley gets knocked off by OABCIG 33-7, and Spirit Lake rolls over ELC 33-0.
Okay, we'll turn attention to Class 1A District 2. South Central Calhoun will head into the postseason with a 26-15 victory over Pocahontas Area. East Sac, despite falling 35-0 to Emmitsburg, will qualify from the district for the postseason play next week. And Manson Northwest Webster rolls over Southwest Hamilton 41-12.
Taking a look at Class A, District 8, IK Manning with the win over West Monona, 35-8. It's Loma going on the road, at home against Akron Westfield, 17-6. Westwood beats South O'Brien, 21-20. And Woodbury Central goes on the road and picks up a win at St. Albert, the top 2 teams of the district. That matchup was Woodbury Central, 135-14.
8-man, District 9. We had Arweva behind a stellar game from Wyatt Regaler tonight, winning 66-6 over Cam. Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton fell to Audubon 80-16. Coon Rapids Baird rolls over Glidden Ralston 60-18. And Griswold falls to East Union 80-26.
We've got one more coach to talk with. That's Eric McCullough of East Sac County. They lost tonight 35-0 to Emmitsburg, but regardless of the loss, still into the playoffs. There'll be a 4 seed on the road, probably going to a number one seed that won a team that won their district. Todd had the chance to talk with Eric. Sounds like they've had some injuries coming in, but still, I think a lot of hope there as the 4 seed going in that game next week.
Yeah, I mean, like Coach McCullough said, it was a rough night for them. Like I said, he has some injuries coming into the ball game, so they didn't know, had to have some other kids step up. And unfortunately, Coach McCullough said he had a couple other kids go down with injuries, so he had some other kids, younger kids that usually don't play a whole lot, fill in spots for him tonight. And like I said, they didn't quit. They battled till the end. It's a very good Emmitsburg football team that anybody knows. If you're going to go up there and play Emmitsburg, it's going to be a tough outing for anybody. So, you know, disappointed with the loss, but like he told his kids afterwards, is, yeah, kids, we need to bounce back. We got another week of postseason play. You know, we qualified for the playoffs, and you know, we just got to turn our attention to that next week and get ready to go.
You got to like what Eric's done the last 3 years. ESAC, a team that struggled to get some kids out. Now you've got 3 straight years of making the playoffs. You know, for that team, so it's got to be really good for ESAC, and you got to like what Coach McCullough's done the last 3 years up there at ESAC County. We'll talk with McCullough when we come back in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
This is Todd Danner, and you're listening to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show. With me right now is ESAC County Head Coach Eric McCullough, who's his squad tonight. He travels to Emmitsburg, finishes up the regular season with a 35-0 loss to the Ehawks. The loss drops ESAC County, the 2-3 in district, just in the district two, and finishes the regular season at 3-5 overall. Eric, 35-0. How'd the game go for you tonight?
It was a pretty rough go. We felt like we had a pretty good kind of plan coming in, but we were nursing some injuries from last week. Is on kind of limited reps and just trying to kind of get through the week healthy to hopefully have a chance at be able to play tonight. And we got into our first offensive series, and we lost Weston Julin to a broken collarbone.
Yeah.
I believe on the second play, he was even toughed it out and threw a pass, I think, on the third play, which I think ended up being intercepted. But so then we had to kind of scramble a little bit and had some guys kind of rotate in and out, and then we had Beckham Kluber, a freshman for us, kind of finished the night for us. So, and then we lost another lineman to a dislocated kneecap. So, and when you're kind of thin on a roster,
right,
you know, it gets a little tough to find guys that, you know, first off, we feel comfortable enough putting in there in a varsity game to go against a varsity squad. And then the ones that are just kind of, you know, are they ready? Do they know their job? Or, you know, what kind of. So it was just one of those nights. Todd, you know, we've had a pretty good year so far as far as kind of avoiding the injury bug, and it all kind of seemed to hit tonight. But through some of that stuff, I think our kids still did some good things to fight that adversity part of it. We just had to kind of throw the ball a little bit more than we're used to, which kind of led to a few turnovers and short fields for them. And hats off to Emmitsburg. They still do a really good job of what they've been doing for a lot of years of quick to the ball, quick to the line, snap the ball, off they go, hide the ball, get outside on you when they want to, and pound at you when they want to. So I think we did have some stops, though. I mean, right before halftime, we stopped them from scoring. They were going in probably the 20, 25-yard line, and our defense held. So that was good to see. And then there was another time late in the third or beginning of the fourth, our defense did the same thing. So, you know, we still had some bright things kind of pop up. And I think our offense still was inside the 20 twice. We just weren't able to kind of punch it in for points.
But so, what, Eric, on a positive note, despite the loss, you finished fourth in the district. which means you qualify for the playoffs. So hopefully some of those injuries, you know, we get some of those kids back this week because they got another game to play.
We do. You know, we'll kind of find out tomorrow which direction we're going to go
right
as far as playoffs. And then we'll, like you said, we'll kind of get reset and get some kids lined up. And if we can get them back, that's great. If not, we got to find kind of a replacement and, yeah, do the best we can with what we have.
So what do you, after a game like this, you know, you fall 35-0, but like you said, still qualify for the postseason. So what do you tell the kids in the post-game speech?
You know, there's still things, I think, Todd, that you can discuss with, the things we need to continue to improve on, you know, pad levels, tackling. Still comes down to a lot of those basic fundamental stuff that we just got to continue to get better every week.
Well, I tell you what, Erica, I would appreciate you taking the time to speak with me tonight. And I'll tell you what, a 3-5 regular season, nothing to be ashamed of in the district you played in. And like you said, a fourth place spot, a spot in the postseason. Your season's still, you know, another week to go. And so I wish you the best of luck next week. And we'll find out tomorrow morning where you head.
All right. Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Eric.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Approaching the midnight hour here on KCIM at Kick 106, the 7 New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show with you right now. Casey Miners, Todd Danner, and Craig Lux in the studio with you as well, joined with Jeff Blankman as well. Huskers lose tonight 24-6 to Minnesota. And I'm getting not a nice finger pointed back at me right now, but
you are number one.
Yes, that's what I was just being told. I am number one. I was taking a look at the break at the 8-player rankings because that's where a lot of our schools are at here in the district. Was running through who won tonight. Woodbine didn't play tonight, so they're going to have a week off coming fresh into the postseason. That's going to be huge for a team that's ranked number two in the state right now. But 1-10 all won, so there's going to be no changes there. And 8-man, if you look at 1-10, I think they all pretty much won by blowouts tonight. So 8-players kind of outside the top five, that 6-10 is going to be a jumbled up mess on, you know, who's going to go where, who's going to play who. And, you know, you can see some upsets early with how good and loaded I think 8-man is this year.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and 8-man is that game, too, of upsets. Also takes us two guys to break out. You know, look at Wyatt Regaler tonight, Gary, and Arweva really strong down there. You know, you get a guy like that shows up one night, you never know what can happen in 8-man.
Yeah, exactly. I think this is the class where you could see a 4-seed very well go to a 1-seed and be very competitive and sometimes knock him off. You don't see it very often, but it can happen. And I think 8-players is the class where you're going to see that more than the other ones.
We will run through all the qualifiers from the area tonight. Went through the standings earlier. Kemper qualifies at a 2A District 2 with a first-place finish. They finished the regular season 8-0 and 5-0 in district play. Three teams at an 8-man District 9 qualify. Audubon picks up a first-place finish 8-0 and then also a 6-0 in that district. Arweva 3rd, Coon Rapids Baird 2nd. Both those teams finished 4-2 in district play. Coon Rapids Baird had the head-to-head win against Arweva, so they get the upper hand there, and both teams will be 5-3 going into the postseason. 1A District 2, East Sac County and South Central Calhoun qualify. South Central Calhoun finished 3rd, East Sac County 4th. Both those teams will be on the road next week. And then in Class A District 8, Ike Manning finishes 3rd, 6-3. We talked about them earlier. I don't know if there's a team, or 6-2 Ike Manning is, I don't know if there's a team, if I'm the second seed, I want to face a 6-2 team that's only lost to two teams that finished ahead of them in their district. Ike Manning is going to be a team that I think a lot of people are going to turn, they're going to turn some heads with them, could potentially pull off an upset.
And once again, you got that big playability down there in Ike Manning. They've got three or four guys that can all of a sudden snap a big playoff on you. And that, you know, coach had talked about his consistency a little bit throughout the season, but yet you still have that explosive big play package.
Yeah,
balanced attack for Ike Manning. I mean, they can run the ball. You know, just like every other team, they want to establish the run, but they can pass when they have to. And so, yeah, Ike Manning's one of those scary teams. And when you enter the postseason play, that you just don't know what you're going to get. But watch out for the Wolves.
Yeah, we'll talk about the one matchup that we know for sure that we're going to have next week, and Carroll going to take on Atlantic here in Carroll, senior night, and a chance for a district title. That's going to be pretty big for those kids, especially those seniors getting a chance to play at home for a district title and a number one seed going into the postseason.
Yeah, senior night always brings something. It's even almost more so than homecoming. You know, those seniors want to go out, and they want to make a statement on their last game, and so you're going to see some guys flying around the field probably making some plays that maybe normally they haven't.
And I think for Carroll High as well, you know, those kids got goals. You know, they had expectations going into the season, but one of their goals, I'm sure, was to win a district championship. So I'm sure that, you know, they're going to give everything they can. You know, and what better than come down to week nine, you know, with a championship on the line. So Tigers are going to be ready to go next week.
Yeah, two teams that are run very similar offenses, but in different formations. Atlantic's going to be more of a triple option kind of look, but both teams are going to run the football a whole lot. Atlantic going to run a lot with their running back McNeil, and then Carroll's got Adam Malik in the backfield, who's having a really good breakout season. Kid that didn't carry the ball a lot last year because Carroll was pretty loaded at running back. He's kind of come onto the scene here, and I think second in 3A in rushing and like third in touchdowns or something like that coming into tonight. So really good season for the Carroll Tigers. Well, no, Kemper will be at home as well. We talked about that earlier. Kemper going to play a 5 o'clock game for their opening round playoff game. Carroll will follow that one. And then after that, we know Audubon's home, but could see Coon at home too with their second seed finish, but nothing will be really determined until tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock when those are released.
I'm sure Jeff will be right on top of that tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Yeah, I'll be here right away in the morning and waiting, refreshing the pages, probably starting at about 9:15, just in case. But, yeah, no, we'll be here and we'll get everything posted out quickly as we can, and we'll let you know what games we're going to be covering.
Yep, postseason coming up quick. Starts next week for volleyball as well on Monday, and then football on that Friday. You can check all of that out. Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as sports.1380kcim.com. Again, not sure where we're going next week. All that will be posted coming up next week as well. One final time here real quick, we'll run you through district scores from tonight. We'll start in Class 3A District 6. Carroll picks up a win over Perry 63-7. Creston gets their first win of the season. They beat Greene County 42-35. Atlantic beats Harlan 35-30.
Class 2A District 2. It was Kemper rolling over Okoboji 35-0. OABCIGA rolls Southeast Valley 33-7. And Spirit Lake with the third blowout in that district, 33-0 over ELC.
Okay, Class 1A District 2, South Central Calhoun, he'll head into the postseason. 26-15 victory over Pocahontas area tonight. East Sac County, despite falling 35-0 to Emmitsburg, to a very good Emmitsburg team, will qualify for the playoffs as well as a first-round matchup next week. And Manson Northwest Webster rolls 41-12 over South Hamilton.
We will turn the page to A, Class A District 8, Ike Manning 35, West Monona 8. Woodbury Central picks up a win over St. Albert 35-14, Loma over Akron Westfield 17-6, and a Westwood over South O'Brien 21-20.
Eight-man, District 9. As we talked about earlier, Wyatt Regaler with a huge game over Cam tonight, so our Weaver wins 66-6. Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton falls to Audubon 80-16. Coon Rapids Baird all over Glidden Ralston 60-18. And Griswold falls to East Union 80-26.
We will step away, take a break. We'll wrap up the show when we come back in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Clogged gutters, dirty windows, lint-filled dryer vents. Don't wait till it's too late. At Curb Appeal of WCI, we make home care simple. Our gutter cleaning protects your roof and foundation from costly water damage. Our dryer vent cleaning improves airflow, lowers energy bills, and reduces fire risk. And our window cleaning leaves your home brighter, streak-free, and full of natural light. Protect your home, save money, enjoy the view. Call Curb Appeal of WCI today at 712-210-9580.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Big things are happening at Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
From bump, set, spike to the crack of the bat, at Motor Inn of Carroll, we love our high school sports. And we love the opportunity to support our local schools, athletes, coaches, and parents. Through the hard work of our kids, we get the enjoyment of watching and listening to their activities. Other life lessons, like teamwork and citizenship, help create outstanding young women and men we are so proud to sponsor. Good luck to all of our local sports teams. From Motor Inn of Carroll.
That will officially wrap up Week 8 edition of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. For Craig Lux and Todd Danner, Casey Miners saying thank you for tuning in tonight. Don't forget, check out sports.1380kcim.com as well as the Carroll Broadcasting Facebook and Twitter tomorrow morning to see where we will be at next week for playoffs and Week 9 for Carroll High. We'll have that Carroll High game. Kemper going to host as well. But to figure out where the other couple of games will be at, check out sports.1380kcim tomorrow morning. Around that 10 o'clock time is when the association will release those pairings again. So thank you to tuning in to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show tonight here on KCIM and Kick 106.7.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen on 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.